0.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Will change.
Amen. If you don't feed me, somebody will. And don't get on them because they're feeding me. I remember some years ago, Jesus would stop by Mary and Martha. And there, you know, he stopped at a few other houses, Zacchaeus, and a few others, but it was mainly Mary and Martha. You don't hear me tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, a lot of times we don't give God enough credit. We don't give him enough time to do for us what he will. Now you look at this tonight. If the Lord is leading me, what shall I want? He take care of all of my needs. He's rich in money. He's rich in mercy. He's rich in grace. But there's something that I must do to bring about his attention to me. You don't hear me. And what I'm fixing to say is that I must be obedient right here in tithes and offerings. I hear a lot of people on the radio asking prophets and preachers to pray for them financially. But when it come right down to it, they don't belong to anybody's church. You cannot have Burger King religion tonight. Driving up to the window and getting what you want. I believe the evangelist ought to ask them first what church you belong to. And then when they say that, I believe that they ought to say, do you give tithes and offerings? Apparently not, because those that do are already blessed by God. You can't get no fast blessing like that. You can't go to Burger King and have it your way. You got to come in at the door. You cannot get that fast track religion. Amen. Get somebody to pray you in the psalm of money. Yeah, there's some that'll tell you that it's on the way. Amen. For them to get what you got right now. Amen. But next week you'll be doing the same thing if you don't come in the church house. And I tell my people all the time that if you really want blessing, then bless me. Bless the pastor. You don't hear me. Few in the church bless the pastor. Few plant seeds in the pastor. But you won't bless him. Amen. A seed is something that you must put in the ground for it to grow. Long as it's on the table of the chef or the job, it never grows. But as soon as you put it in the earth, it germinates. And the embryo of that seed comes up. And the sun shines on it and gives it its substance and protoplasm. And it grows up to be the fruit that it intended to be. The Lord is my shepherd. And because he's my shepherd, I shall not want. Now that's some things that we desire to have. But even he gives us the desires of our hearts. How many know that tonight? How many desire something and you went somewhere and it came up in your life? I desire to have certain food sometime and go straight to the place where they cook what I wanted. You don't hear me tonight. Not only shall I not want, but he making me to lie down in green pastures. Comfortable. Amen. When you lay in green pastures, you ought to be comfortable. That's some folks that can't sleep at night. Got all kind of sleep aid around. But if God has cleared your conscience, you ought to be able to lay down like a little baby and let him rock you in the cradle of his love in green pastures. You know the sheep would eat grass very sharp. And when they eat it very sharp, that grass becomes dry and stubble. But the good shepherd move them on to the next pasture where they can graze in green grass and lay down in green pasture. Not only do he lay me down in green pastures, but he lead me beside the still water. Oh, yeah. You know, a Christian life shouldn't be all full of confusion. You shouldn't be caught up in mess. On the telephone with gossip. But you ought to be led beside still water. Can I get a witness tonight? Still water. Sheep are timid creatures. Really, they are sort of dumb creatures. Because they eat with their head down all the time. And they're not, amen, they're very vulnerable. And so they can't drink by running water. So God knows that about us, that we're very frail creatures. You don't hear me tonight. I know we are. Because every time I get ready to do good, evil approach on every hand. How many in here tonight know that? Every time we make our minds up to do good and plan to do good, Satan throws a monkey wrench in and change the whole situation of the thing. But he leads me beside still water. And he restores my soul. Every once in a while, we need restoring. Our soul ought to be compassionate. We ought to feel compassion for others. But Deacon said we ought to love one another. You ought to care about one another's problem. You ought to feel one another's burden. And sometimes when we can't feel each other's problem, our soul needs restored. We need to be renovated in our passion for having compassion for one another. Because God loves us. And it is his will that we love one another. You don't hear me tonight. Some folks tonight don't care what you go through. they're waiting on you to go through something. It looks like your life are too good for them. Look like you never have problems. You don't have any night. Look like you go to church all the time. Rain or sunshine, you in the church. What is it gonna take in your life to get you upset? I remember in Psalm, the same book, David had that same fear. He saw the rich getting richer. He saw them wearing hatred like a necklace. His children would never get sick. Oh, he said, my foot almost slipped until I went in the sanctuary. You see something about in the sanctuary that'll let you know that trouble don't last all over. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You don't hear me tonight. So he restores my soul. And when he restores our soul and get us back on the right path, he lead us in the path of righteousness. But notice it, not for our sake, but for his name's sake. Because he's God, and that's something that God does for us for his name's sake. Because he is who he is. Well, you don't hear me? Therefore, we don't have anything to brag about tonight. We can't boast about anything. Oh, you know, I was thinking last night how some people follow anything. I've seen religion on television where people have rattlesnakes and praising God with snakes in their hands. I think that's kind of stupid, huh? It's okay to trust God, but man shouldn't tempt God. Can I get a witness? God don't need us, amen, to prove anything for him. He's God all by himself. There are people that do anything to try to impress others. But if you just love your neighbor as yourself, that's impression enough for God. So he lead me in the path of righteousness. In other words, he just getting your mind right. Because sometimes we go from deep in, amen, and think that we're right about something when we're wrong. But God have to lead us back in the path of righteousness. It is not about our righteousness, but his righteousness. For his name's sake. And then, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil. I would need to tell you that tonight, that he already has taken care of death. He's taken the sting from death and the power from the grave. Well, you don't hear me tonight. I think it's Sunday morning early that he get up with all power in his hand. Can I get a witness? So death has no power, especially in the shadow. Because the shadow never hurt anybody. Can I get a witness? You know, we sometimes fear death because we really don't understand what it's all about. Could I get a witness tonight? But if you look at the word of God and you say, wherever Jesus is at, I'll be satisfied. Could I get a witness? But you know the reason that we fear death tonight is because we think in our fleshly mind about the wrong things that we do. But if we just cross over in the spiritual mind, Jesus has taken care of all our sins. You don't hear me tonight. Didn't you not hear him say, come on, let's reason together.